This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
Good to be back at work, Neil.
Yes, Feifei. Feel a bit better now. Just got a little cough.
不管怎么样,你回来上班了,总算可以还我钱了。
All right. Why is that?
Well, remember you said you didn't believe I could stand on my head.
I do. I said I'd give you £10 if you can do it.
Yes. Well...
No way!
There we are, on my head. £10, please. Time to cough up, Neil.
Okay, you can come down now.
怎么样,不错吧,你肯定没想到我能倒立。 Now, how about you cough up and I explain what it means?
Hey, I was only joking about the £10. Oh, okay, there you go.
Thank you. 我们用动词短语 cough up 来描述一个人很不情愿地掏腰包,勉强给钱或给他人信息。
Yes, I didn't want to give Feifei the money, but I said I would, so I had to cough up.
好了,咱们来听几个包含 cough up 的例句。
I waited 2 whole weeks for my new TV to be delivered, and then I had to cough up an extra £15 for the delivery. I can't believe it.
My last trip to the library was expensive. I had to cough up for the fines for all the books I'd returned late. Whoops.
When I sat on my colleague's glasses, he asked me to cough up £100 to buy a new pair. I must admit, the new ones are an improvement.
这里是BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在本期节目中，我们教给大家 cough up 这个动词短语的意思和使用方法。在日常对话中，我们用 cough up 来描述一个人不情愿的、勉强的为某事掏钱。Neil, that cough is still sounding bad. Have you tried the cough medicine I use?
Not yet. It's just a little expensive. £10 for a little bottle of medicine.
It's worth it. Listen, if you won't cough up, I'll give you the £10 back if you promise to buy it.
That's very kind.
Not a problem. And while you go to the pharmacy, I'm going to practice presenting the program standing on my head. It's good for blood circulation, apparently.
Standing on your head is one thing, but presenting a whole program? No way.
Are you sure? £10 says I can.
Ha ha ha. Goodbye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English. From BBC Learning English.